Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, have you guys ever heard of, there's this app called Elite Dating or like Elite Single, something like that with the word elite in it?
No, I sure haven't. I'm going to guess it's like a dating app?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think my husband is on it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not good at all.
Hold on. Here it is. I just looked it up. It says Elite Singles is the obvious choice if you're looking for love with other single professionals in your area. When it comes to dating services, Elite Singles is a cut above the rest.
Yeah, I think my husband's on the app.
Oh, wow. Or what is your husband's name?
His name is Keith.
Okay, so what makes you think he's on this app?
So I have a friend of mine. She's divorced. And she said that that particular app is like the only place she's had any luck finding a date with other people who are in her situation. And she told me that she saw a guy on it who looks exactly like Keith, but that he had a different name and that he was in Richmond, not Virginia Beach. Well, Keith. Okay. So he lives in Virginia Beach, but he works in Richmond. And we've actually discussed him renting an apartment there so he doesn't have to do the drive four times a week.
Okay. So now how certain was this friend that the picture looked like Keith?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I asked her and she said that it looked like Keith, but she couldn't say for sure that it was Keith.
Okay, so now it's not so sure.
But here's the other thing that bothers me. She said that the little picture on the app, like the little, you know, the little avatar, the one that shows up on your phone.
Yeah, the icon, the little button that you push.
Yeah. So it's got. She said it's got a letter E with a circle around it, and I'm almost positive that I saw that on his phone. But then when I asked him about it, he said it was for some other thing, for trading stocks or something like that, some other app.
Okay. Probably trading phone numbers, not stocks.
Well, no, hold on. Did he say it was E-Trade? Because that is for trading stocks. That could have been what you saw.
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm just kind of freaking out because, like, I never wanted him to take the stupid job in the first place. If he's out there in Richmond pretending to be single again, he's going to be in for a pretty rude wake-up call.
Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we call and we'll say we're from customer service for the company that makes the app. We'll have Ashley say, hi, I'm from Elite Dating or whatever, and then we'll see what he says when we ask him about the app. Either he's going to say, I have no idea what you're talking about, or he's going to say, yeah, I love it. I use it all the time. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, Rebecca, we've actually done this before. And the last time we did it, the guy was not cheating. It was a buddy of his that was using his picture because he thought it was going to get him more dates. Do you remember that?
Yes. It was on Tinder though, right? Like he was using his friend's photo because nobody was swiping on his.
Right.
Or something. And then when they would agree to meet, he would be like, oh, yeah, he couldn't come, so I came instead.
Yeah. Exactly. That was his whole plan.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, but the reason I'm saying this is if he's on it, don't freak out because it might not be for him. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's find out exactly what's going on then when we come back. And Shaggy, let's bring Rebecca up on the other line, yeah.
Hello?
Good morning, my name is Ashley, and I'm calling from Elite Singles. We have your number down as a registered member of our database, and the reason I was calling was to ask if you are enjoying our app or if there are any improvements we can make to help make your experience a little more enjoyable.
No, I mean, it's pretty decent the way it is, I guess.
Okay, so overall, you're enjoying using our dating app?
Yeah.
Okay, and how often would you say you use it per week on average?
Oh, you mean like opening it and looking around or like actually dating?
No, actual dating. Like, how many dates have you used it for?
I'd say like between 10 and 15.
10 and 15? Okay, great. And have any of those dates worked out for you?
Worked out? Like, what do you mean?
Like, have any of them resulted in friendships or even dating relationships?
Yeah, a couple, yeah.
Okay, great. So the reason I called is to let you know that this week is actually something special we do once a year called Free Match Week, where we actually let someone who is interested in your profile talk with you live on the phone to see if you'd be interested in meeting them. And we actually have someone on with us right now who'd like to talk to you, if that's okay.
Oh, sure.
Okay, perfect. Hang on one sec and I'll let her know she's going to be talking to you. Hang on for me, okay?
Okay.
Oh, 10
to 15.
Yeah.
Okay, Rebecca, listen, we're going to put you on with Keith, but here's the thing. We're going to put the pitch bender on your voice, so it's not going to sound like you, okay? So you're going to be able to have a full-on conversation with him if you want, and he's going to think you're like some rando single chick, okay?
Okay. You're sure he's not going to know it's me?
No, he shouldn't be able to tell. We've done this before. Don't be nervous. What we'll do is we'll pitch up your voice. Give me a second. Hang on one second. Let me set this up. And what line is she on?
She's going to be on one, and Keith is on two.
Okay. Hang on. Okay, go.
Okay, so I have Brittany on with you this morning. Go ahead, Brittany.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine. It's a little weird, right? I mean, I didn't know any people were actually going to get my phone number from this thing, you know?
Yeah, me neither. So you live in Richmond?
Yeah, what about you?
I live in Virginia Beach.
Okay. I actually used to live there myself. In fact, my ex-wife still lives there. Why I moved to Richmond.
Oh. Okay. So you're divorced then?
Yep.
Oh. Why'd you get divorced? I'm curious.
Oh, I don't know. Just one of those things, I guess. Didn't work out. I thought she was messing around on me, so.
Oh. So your wife was messing around on you?
I think so, yeah.
So you weren't the one messing around on her then? I mean, because from what I understand, it's not your wife that's messing around, it's you.
What?
This is your wife, Keith. Do you want to explain to me what you're doing on a f***ing dating app?
Okay, all right. So that sounds like Keith probably won't be getting another date anytime soon, I guess.
You know, he can have all the dates that he wants, actually. Because if he wants a divorce that bad, I am going to make sure it happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.